Welcome to Giants.com. We're joined by Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. And, Coach, you got some new guys that you have to integrate to your staff. Yeah. Talk about sort of the challenges of getting new people to learn your philosophy.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's twofold. There's a little bit of a challenge because you got to get them updated with terminology and what we're doing. But the nice thing is anytime you get some new blood in here, so to speak, you get new ideas. You know, you get the way people do things a little bit differently. And you know, in the NFL, people aren't sharing ideas. And it's not till you get somebody here from someplace else that you can get some of those ideas. So we look at it as a real big bonus.
You know, and it's obviously people that you wanted and Coach McAdoo wanted on the staff who bring some unique talents to the football team. And I would guess that philosophically things have to jive too, correct?
Yeah, and I think we're at that point. I mean, listen, when you go through the interview process and you get to learn people and who they are and if they fit, generally, the philosophical part of it is going to work itself out. So we're real happy with the guys we have. It's taken a little while to mesh. We need a lot of time together. And, of course, getting the players in here is the biggest thing.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Olivier Vernon first and foremost. Yeah. Is a guy that can really get after the quarterback. Do you feel that his talent is still even untapped?
I'd like to think that, although he had a great year last year, and he's had some good years down in Miami. But, you know, we're hoping with, you know, JPP on one side and him on the other, we can do some things that can maybe he will blossom even further, so to speak, in this system with other people around him. We're certainly hopeful of that.
What is it about him from a physical standpoint that's impressive?
You know what we really love that jumped out right away? He's got a high motor. He never stops. It's 100 miles an hour all the time. When he came in here and we had a chance to visit with him, you could see that, just the energy in him, not even in pads and a helmet right now. And he looked like he was ready to burst out and go do that. So that was kind of the first thing that stuck out, and then certainly his talent.
Damon Snacks Harrison gives you nice bookends now in the middle with Jonathan Hankins. He seems like a guy that just is willing to do anything.
Yeah, tremendous guy, great character. Sat down, had dinner with him that night before we signed him, or the day that we did. Loved being around him. I think he brings an energy inside. Those big guys that have a lot of energy, I think it can filter throughout the whole defense in this particular instance. But we're really happy having him. And anytime you can get big guys in the middle, it helps everybody else around them.
And then Janoris Jenkins, he's a playmaker. You got two guys now on the outside that can really kind of make those game-changing plays for you.
Yeah, we're hopeful of that. Janoris, you know, Tim Walton, who's our secondary coach, was with him in St. Louis, so we had some background there. And you talk about a guy that comes with energy and spunk. He knows how to play. He loves the game. He'll challenge. He's a great competitor. So we're hopefully adding him help us do some things that then sometimes we weren't able to do.
Do you change a lot of what you do from year to year?
Try to stay the same. But you're always trying to fit your scheme to what your players can do. And with a little change over some of the personnel that we have player-wise, there may be some changes. But fundamentally, you'll see us play the kind of football we always have.
Coach, we appreciate a little time.
You got it, Bob.
That's Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo.